The first part of today's daf discuss the yesh noichlin of oivdei kechafen. And one of the chedushim that we saw was that dvar Torah, oivdei kechafen yoresh es afif. The Gemara brought two makaris. Rava said it's learned out from the parasha of Avadim. V'chishevim koineo v'loyim yorshe koineo mechlal de'isla yorshe. Rabbi Barabin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Devarim. Ki levnei loit nasati es or Yerusha, the bnei loit were not yidden, and afal pikein, they had a parsha of Yerusha. So the first story is, why does it matter that bnei noyach have a parsha of Yerusha? They're not going to listen to you anyways, right? Some any Yehudi dies, leaves over an estate. You go over to his children and you tell him, you know, in Jewish law, you don't really yashin your father. He's going to look at you. I don't know who you are, but I'm putting a restraining order on you, right? So what does it have to do with the ben noyach, whether or not midiraisa, midirabanon, you're going to start telling him raid bites and kedushin, daf yitzayin of advice? Seriously, you're going to be on the floor, flat. So what exactly is this ethan ageya? The Ritva asks this kasha. And the Ritva says that you have to say that the nafkamina is le'inyin gzeiloi shel goy ha'aser. We know you're not allowed to steal from a guy. Gezel akam is aser. So here's the shayla. What happens if a guy dies and he leaves over a Yerusha and you want to go chop away the Yerusha from the son? Midine Yisrael, forget about Dine Yavdei Kechavim, but Midine Yisrael, are you a gazlan or are you not a gazlan? If there's Yerusha, then you're a gazlan. This is going to be gezel akam. If there's no Yerusha, then there's going to be no gezel akam. So Ritva says, Pashe Pshat, Pshutei Shal Mikra of the Gemara. Where's the Negeya if there's Yerusha, Bedine B'nei Noyach, and not? It's Negeya, the laws of gezel akam. It's just a classic one line in a Bir Hagra. The Mechaber in Hilchis Geneva, this is in Choshe Mishpah Simen Sameach, Simen Shin Mem Ches, it's Siv Beis. Zok the Mechaber, Kol Agoinev, if somebody steals, Afilu Shove Pruta, Oiver Alav the Loisik Noivu, V'chayev L'shalim, and you're obligated to pay. Echad Agoinev Momin Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't matter if you steal from a Yid, Oye Agoinev Momin Shal Goyim, or if you steal from a non-Jew. Echad Agoinev Migadol, it doesn't matter if you steal from a Gadol, or Mikatan, or if you steal from a Katan. So the Mechaber says that Gezel Akum and Gnevas Akum is also. So the Goyin in his Bir Agra, so he brings different Mar Mekoymes, how you know that Gezel Akum is also. So, Ketarke Bakoydish, Ayin here, Ayin there, and then at the end he says, Va'ayin Perikama de Kedushin Yudzayin Amidbeis Dvar Torah V'chulu. What does the Goyin mean? Where do you see in Kedushin Yudzayin Amidbeis Dvar Torah V'chulu that Gezel Akum is us? He means the Ritva. He means because why else is it a Geya that there's Dine Yerusha when it comes to an Oiv Kechavim? Muzayin, the reason this halach is Negeya is because it's a parsha of Gezel Akum. So Zok the Goyim, you want a Makar that Gezel Akum is us? Ayin Kedushin Yudzayin Amabez. This is classic. Then in this Gemara talked away, it's often a Rishonim. The halacha that Gezel Akum is giving us. That's the first one. The second hour, again, we're going to do this quickly, is the Rambam in Hilchis Nachlis Perik Vav. Halacha test, paskins the halacha of the daf. Hagoy yoyresh es aviv min ha-Torah. A goy yarshins his father min ha-Torah. Says the Rambam, aval shar Yerushai seya, as it relates to all other Yerushais, manichin oysan lefi min hagam. Let it play out, whatever the minig is. So again, what did the Rambam say? We said it too fast. Hagoy yoyresh es aviv min ha-Torah. A goy yarshins his father min ha-Torah. Aval Shari Yerushai Seyem Manich and Oysan Lefi Min Hagam. The Rambam was Medayik Rava's Lashon in the Gemara. Rava said, Dvar Torah Oive Kechavim Yoyresh Es Aviv. And the Rambam held that the Dina Yerusha that you find by an Oive Kechavim is Dafka, a son to a father. So a son Yarshins his father. But as it relates to all the other Dinim, everything else, says the Rambam, Shari Yerushai Seyem Manich and Oysan Lefi Min Hagam. And the Magid Mishnah says that the reason Rambam said this was there's no parakesh noichlin. This is the Shulchan Aruch. You just learned it, right? Everything you have to know about Yerusha's Akum, you just learned. So it didn't say anything about a whole Seyda Nachlis. It didn't say from Bein Einloi, right? It doesn't say anything. So the Rambam held Vaistois this din deiraisa, which is Negei Gezel Akum, like the Ritva says and the Goyin says in Bir Agra, is only Negei if the man dies and he leaves over a son. But if he doesn't leave over a son, you're not going to have this halach. B'chanan, and he says this in two places. It's in Kovitz Shiurim in Masechtes Bava Basra, and he says it in an art in Kovitz Aris as well. He says, V'nirim makar lezeh. I think I have a makar to the Chiddush of the Rambam. I left my pasuk. And it says, Rabbi Chanan, that I think it's enough in a pasuk, because the Eibishter promised Avram Avinu many, many times that I'm going to give you all these Meir de Gezachim, right? He tells him, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you that. And then finally, at some point, Avram Avinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayomer Avram, and he says, Hein li lo nasata zara. I don't have any children. Vehine ben Beisi yairish oisi. So who's going to yarshin me? Ben Beisi. Now who's Ben Beisi? So if you look at the previous pasuk, Vayomer Avram, Hashem Elokim, ma titen li vanoichi hoylech ariri, uven meshek Beisi hu damesek Eliezer. Avram tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're making me all these promises, but I'm not going to get anything from it, because you know who's going to walk away with it? Eliezer Eved Avram. Why is Eliezer Eved Avram going to walk away with it? Even if you'll tell me Avram Avinu at this point had a din of a ben noyach, but Dvar Torah, there's a parish of Nachlis when it comes to a ben noyach. And Avram Avinu had mishpacha, he had brothers, he had a nephew, Lloyd, right, this family. So why is it so poshit then Eliezer Eved Avram? L'chayra, open up Perikei Shnoich and figure out who's going to get it. So Avram Avinu, you see from here that even though there's a Seder Nachlis when it comes to a ben noyach, but it's only a father to a son. And Avifel, I don't have a son, Eliezer is going to be machzik of all my nechassim. Rabbi Chana says that's why he said Ben Beisi, because he's in my house. So yeah, he has access, he has power of attorney, he knows all my passwords, so he's going to have access to everything that I needed, as well as he end up getting everything. So Zok Rabbi Chana, this pasuk right here, this is a raya to the Rambam's chiddush. Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, in the Shailos Teshuvah is pre Yitzchak. So whenever you speak out for a bitzel, Chodesh Elul, it's Dover Be'itay Matoy. Now usually it's Psashmuz and it's in Koich Vayar and it's Terah that he's saying over from his Heilig Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. But Rabbi Itzelah in pre Yitzchak, this is in Chelik Bey Simon Zamach, he clears the Shailah. He says, the Rambam said in his Yad Chazaka that this that you find Var Torah, that there's a Seder Nachlas when it comes to Ovid Kechavim, it's only true for a son. What about a daughter? Would you have it by a bas, or would you not have it by a bas? Meaning, Rabbi Itzel said, I could hear that Ben is lav dafka. Who had the bas? Meaning a child, right? Ben and bas, Allah roi, zekir roi, zat, zat, shav, shav, it's about children. Sometimes banim even means banos. Is it dafka son, or maybe a bas as well? I'll just explain it a little bit better. In the yesh noichlin of the yid, there's a big difference between a son and a daughter, right? The son's Yarshin, the Habano is Yizoynu. But could be, as it relates to the Seder Nachlis of an Ovid Kechavim, where all the Yarshin were excluded, maybe the Bas wasn't excluded, or maybe not. It says Rabbi Itzel, I have a Raya Brura. I think I have a Raya She'enol of Tshuva from a Gemara, in the Sechtes Kedushin, Dav Yud Zayin Omer Beis. We could have all gotten this Raya. The Gemara said that Amar Rava said Dvar Torah Ovid Kechavim Yerush Asafim. How do I know that? Shenamra, because the pasuk says V'chishevim Koineu V'mloyim Yorshei Koineu. Who said this drasha V'chishevim Koineu V'loy Yorshei Koineu? It was Chizkiah. Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah was the one that said V'chishevim Koineu. Why did he say this halacha? He was coming to explain the halacha that says that an Eved Ivri that was nimker to an Ovid Kechavim, if the Ovid Kechavim dies, the Eved Ivri doesn't go over Beirusha. Why not? So he said, I'll tell you why not. The reason is based on a pasuk. And Rava said, from the fact that Chizkiah needed a pasuk to teach me this halacha, Weist Ois, that Be'etzim goes over to Yerusha. So let's revisit the original halacha, because that's really where this all comes from. Said the Gemara, Hanirza, V'hanimker lo'ivet kechavim, eino yo'ivet, lo yisaben, v'loyesabas. And on that line of Eino Yoved loyesaben v'loyesabas, Omar Chizkiyah, because it says v'chishavim kaneu. And on that, Omar Rabba Michal de Ispe Yerusha. So Zok Rabbi Itzel, it sounds like the Gemara is mefurish, that the reason is Eino Yoved loyesaben v'loyesabas is because of v'chishavim kaneu. And if that's a makar, that Ispe Yerusha, you see that there's Yerusha side by the ben and side by the bas. Because just like Eino Yoved loyesaben is out v'chishavim kaneu Michal de Ispe Yerusha, Eino Yoved loyesabas is also because of v'chishavim Michal de Beirusha. So Zok Rab Itzela, I think I have a raya from the Sugya Ale, from the Ike Gemara, that it's Lav Davka Ben, it's Hu Adin Bas. Then Rab Itzela said that the Emes is the Mefurish Rashi. It's a Rashi in the Sechtes Yevamis, Dav Samach Beis Amarav. So the Gemara over there is discussing Oivik Kechavim, who had a family, and then he was Megaya.
The question is, now that he's Megayer, he has to keep Tariq Mitzvahs, does he have to have another family to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu? Or do we say that being that he had children already, say he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu with the children that he had? This Gemara is classic Ben Benoishal classic. Someone was an Oivik Echavim and he had children and then he was Megayer. Rabbi Yechim says, Kayim Periv Rivya. He does have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu again. Rish Lokesh Amalai Kayim Periv Rivya. He does have to be Mekayim Periv Rivya. He doesn't have to be Mekayim Periv Rivya again. Meaning he was Mekayim it already. He already had a family. Because Gershon is Gair, he's a new person. Yeah, the other guy was Mekayim Peri Verivya, but you're a new person and you were never Mekayim Peri Verivya. This is Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. You find they argued in another place. The Itma, Hoyle, Bonab Yotzevik Yechavim, and his Gair. Again, someone was Yotzevik Yechavim, he had children, and then he was Mekayim. Rabbi Yechon says, Ein Loi Bchar Lenachlo. This first child that he's going to have when he's a Yid will not be as Bechar as it relates to Yerusha. The Havale Reisha Zaynoi. Because Bechar Lenachla is Reisha Zaynoi, he's not Reisha Zaynoi. His Reisha Zaynoi was the child that he had earlier. Reish Lakish Shama Yeshla Bechar Lenachla. Reish Lakish says, no, the first child he has will be Bechar Lenachla because Gershen is Gair. Is Kikot and Shanolim. It's the same Achloikis. The same Achloikis of Echon Rish Lakish, whether a Goy can be Mekayim is Mitzvah Pruvu after he's Megai with the children that he had when he was a Mevike Chavim. Do you say Gersh is Gair, Kanchen Oyodom, or do you say Lamaisi had children? Same Shiloh, the first child that he has after he's Megayer, is that the Bechar, is that not the Bechar? If you say Gersh is Gair, Kanchen Oyodom, that's going to be the Bechar. If not, it's not going to be the Bechar. And the Gemara says, Vitzrichai needed both. Here's the punchline. Yashmina Behika Maiso, because had I only had the first Machlik, Sir Bechon Rish Lakish, regarding Puruvu, I would have said, Bahikam Rabbi Yoichan, Mishum Divikar, and Nabi Bnei Periv Rivyaninu. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yoichan holds that the Oyvik Chavim, that was Megayer, could be Mekayim is Mr. Puruvu with the children that he had when he was an Oyvik Chavim is. Because an Ovid Kechavim has Shaiches to Puruvu. Rashi says the reason is because who does Hashem say Puruvu to? He said it to the Bnei Noach. Vayom Elohim Puruvu. To the Bnei Noach, literally. Avoli in Yin Nachla. To Lav Ne Nachla Ninu. But as it relates to Nachla, when you want to dan, those children, do they impact Hilchas Nachla Sanad? So there you could say that being that non-Jewish children are not Bnei Nachla, Emi Moidele the Reish Lakish. V'yashmina b'ha kama Reish Lakish. Abba bahi Emi Moidele Rabbi Yochanan Tzrich. So the Gemara says that it could be, even Rabbi Yochanan that holds, that a ger could be Mekayim Puruvu with the children that he had when he was a guy, but as it relates to whether they're children L'inyan Nachlas, I would have thought maybe not. Why? Because they're la Bnei Nachla. Zok Rashi. What does it mean that not bnei nachla? Benachriusan lav bnei din nachla nino. They don't have the regular dinei nachla. The bas kiben, because when it comes to Yerusha, a girl and a boy are the same. Ubchar kepashut. And someone that's not a Bechar is the same as someone that is a Bechar. Aval Yerusha Nagabahu. But don't walk away from this Gemara thinking there's no Yerusha. Kedam Rina Bekedushin, Yitzayin Abbeis. Right, we preface the daf by saying this Gemara is an important Gemara to remember. You're learning Yavam, Samech Beis, Abba Yavimtai. You see this Rashi Kor Avada. This is Dach Tesugya. This is the Yesh Neuchlin of Oivde Kechavim. Oivde Kechavim Yerushav Edvar Teir. But Al Kaponim, Sned Rav Itzel, it's a Mefurish Rashi, that not only does the son Yarshin, the girl also Yarshin. In fact, boy and girl's Mamish Hachayin, it's one and the same. And that's the whole point. The Lav Bnei Din Nachlo, that the Bas and the Ben are both going to Yarshin Shavu B'Shavu. But Al Kaponim, Rav Itzel said, I've arrived from this Rashi. Now, it's not a Raya Mechrachas. Why not? Because maybe Rashi doesn't hold it. The Rambam. The Rambam was the one that was mechadish to us that only a son is Yerush. So if the Rambam holds that only a son is Yerush, so then it ready to be mocking to say that maybe it's only the son, it's not going to be the daughter. But Al Koponim, a Rashi we do have, where Rashi says that when it comes to Dinei Nachlo, the son and the daughter are going to be the same. But I'll share with you another Ha'ara. This Ha'ara is a Ha'ara in the flaw, and I saw it in the Megadim Chadashim in Parshas Vayetze. So, the pasuk over there is talking about Yaakov Avinu goes over to his mishpacha, his wives, and he tells them that he wants to leave. It's a shein zeit, adav gein. And he wants to leave the family of Lavan where he's been living. And he gives them a whole speech. The Malach came to me in a dream. Vatan Rachel Veleya. So he tells Rachel and Leah, and they heard him out, and they said, Vatimar no loy. Ha'oid lanu chelik v'nachla b'veis Avinu. Why should we stay? Well, we're getting Yarshin anyways. We're not getting anything. Right? It occurred to them. Our father treated us like Nachriyos. Ki Micharanu. They sold us, right? Lavan was Mekadish, his daughters. Aspiti Nasati Lishazah, he also sold his daughters. Right? What was the Kesef Kedushin over here? Yaakov Avinu had to work Mamish Avdus. Yaakov Avinu became the Eved Ivri when they were the... you have what's going on here? Vayoichel Gamochel Es Kaspenu. He took away all... Bekitzer, they made a financial cheshbon, right? That's what the pasuk says. They said, what's the point? We're going to stay. We're not yarshining anyways. Ha'oid lanu chelik v'nachla b'veis avinu. Zok tehilig Rashi, say Rashi and Chemish. Ha'oid lanu lamina akiv ayot chamiloshim. Why should we stop you from returning? Klum anu miyachlois leirech minichsei avinu. What, you think maybe we should wait around for the Yerusha to come? You think we're going to get klum? We're going to get anything bein hascharim together with the scharim? So apparently there were brothers. And there was scharim in this family, Zok Rashi. And Rachel and Leah made a cheshbon. There's no way we're going to get Yerusha because we're never going to yarshin together with the scharim. So if we're never going to yarshin together with the scharim, what's this negev? So the Megadim Chadashim I saw on this pasuk he brings from two kadmoinim that asked the same kasha. Our kadmoinu shekasha. Chayitz a steer in Rashi because Rashi said in Perek Abal Yevim Toidav Samach Beizam and Aleph that the ben and the bas they both yarshin tzazamin. And over here you have a mafurish Rashi where Rashi says klum anu miyachlis leirish b'dich sayavinu. We're not going to end up getting anything. Again, you ask a cash on love, right? That's always a good answer. But the bottom line is, it's coming up, by the way. You learn halachas from Lavan. It's one of the sugyas that we're going to learn very, very soon here in Masechet Kedushin. But the bottom line is Pasha Tahara and the flow.